Point number three. With a little swell of the music to add to the theatrical effect. Point number three. Let's just take a good deep breath and feel into it. Stop fearing the human self. Music. Fact. Profound words followed by symphony effect of the music. Let's try that again. You can cut that other part out of the video. Okay. Music is light and low. I'm saying for our next point, stop fearing your human self. Not ready for Hollywood, but not bad, not bad. Stop fearing your human self. There's a lot of fear. This all came up last Tuesday and Wednesday at the Crimson Council. Long discussions, and we got talking about humans. This kind of sounds like cinema music. Yeah. We had a long talk about humans, and one of the things we really observed, were clear about, was that they fear themselves. And there's some that are going to continue fearing themselves for a while. And that's why so many of the angelic beings left the Crimson Council. Stay with the humans are still fearing and processing and thinking small. Actually honoring them, knowing that, well, they're simply enjoying doing it. That's where they want to be. But for the rest of us, we go forward and backward. There's a lot of fear there of the human self. It's time to stop fearing it. Of your body. Of diseases. Of death. Of aches and pains. That fear alone will cause these things to be. Will cause the pain to get more painful. The aging to get more aged. There's a lot of fear you have about your own thoughts. A lot of you really get into thought control, mental limitation of your own mind, not letting certain thoughts through. 10 years ago, most of you couldn't have thought or let the thought through that there's no difference between the light and the dark. You had to separate it, saying the light is good, the dark is bad. You had to hold out, block out dark thoughts. With Satan. With bad energy. If I think dark, I'm going to create dark. It just means you don't really understand creation yet. This whole law of attraction thing, it's interesting, but it's very mental. I teach people that what you think is what you get. That's bullshit. It's not that at all. And you've all tried it. It doesn't work. It works a little bit right away, but then it goes away. Because it's not true creation. It's simply a manipulation of energies. And there's a huge difference. We're going into true creation, where there's no power, there's no force, there's no agenda. There's no predetermined outcome. It is just creation. There's a lot of fear of the human, what the human's going to do next. Every one of you has an underlying fear of your own power. You've used it and abused it in the past. You've lopped off heads and feet and hands. You've harmed others. You have tremendous fear of the human. But yet you identify with it. Body and the thoughts and the mind, it's no way to live. Living in fear of the very thing that you are, living in fear, are you going to be successful? Are you going to be a good partner? Are you going to make it? Whatever making it looks like, living in fear. Some of you are fearing your dreams at night, wondering where those thoughts came from. Sometimes even fearing going to sleep at night. It's time to stop fearing the human. It's time to stop fearing other humans as well. I know there's a tremendous feeling of not being safe with other humans, with the world the way it is. But you see, it's only a fearful human, one who fears themselves, that would then fear other humans. It's only one who is afraid of their own body that would fear harm by another human, physical harm. Only one who fears what they might do to somebody emotionally. And they're also going to fear what can happen to them psychically, emotionally from others. It's like the dog chasing its tail. And we're going to catch it. Meaning that it's this perpetual cycle of fear, and it begets more fear. The fear of yourself as a human leads to fear of other humans. This is going to be the toughest one of all. I saved it to last, till the mirab. We have to go beyond the fear of the human. And it's going to be tough, because you're doing it from within the human. And the human, actually, in its fear of itself and other humans and its feeling of unsafety, almost can't do it. There's only one and a half, or two things that I know of. The most important of all is allowing. Allowing means, dear human, get out of your way. Dear human, open the doors and the windows. Unlock them and open them and allow the master in. Not just a little bit, not just a foot in the door, not just a breeze in the window, but allow. And that's going to be tough. We talked a lot about allowing, but there's still tremendous resistance. For some of you, allowing has gotten to be a mental concept rather than opening the doors and the windows. Because of human fears what may come. What is the master? Is the master just superhuman? Point number three, and perhaps the most important of all, go beyond fearing the human. That includes fear, letting go of the fear of death. Fear of pain, all of these things. There is so much that is caught up with the fear of being human, and we simply can't go where we're going to go and have that fear of the human. You'll fall on your hands and knees before we even get out of the chute. There's nothing to fear, actually. You come to understand that the human has actually never done anything wrong, ever, ever, ever. And don't give me the philosophical thing, well, what if I go out and murder somebody? You're not going to. Otherwise, I would not be sitting here saying this to you. Stop fearing the past, because it's not really what you think it is. Stop fearing your own, what you would call power. Your own awareness. Fearing things like accomplishment and having it or not having it, abundance, all these things. How do you get over all this? There's an accumulation of fears that hold you back. You go into allowing. You see, the Master comes now with all the wisdom, and it's Master has it like on a golden plate, bringing it to you. But if you're in fear, you're not going to accept it. And the Master comes with the wisdom of all of the human lifetimes. If you're afraid to wake up in the morning, if you're afraid that the bread you eat might have some tainted chemical and disease, and the water you drink might be infested with little critters, you're afraid of everything. You're not going to realize this gift of wisdom. You're going to be afraid of it too. You're going to think it's grown in some chemicals and bad for you. Oh, the fears, they're almost funny. They're obsessive. Obsessive. Eat free-range chicken if it tastes better. But don't do it because you're eating it just because you're afraid of chemicals. I'm serious. That's obsessive. That's fearful. If you like the taste, great. But stop obsessing and fearing. You are a master, not a wimp. Yes, I would say of all the things we've talked about today, going beyond the fear of being human is going to be the toughest. It's going to stop you dead in your tracks right when really feel like you're opening and expanding, when you feel like, you know, when you feel that creator energy, you just let out that burst of consciousness, the laughter of the soul, and not trying to determine what it's going to look like. You know, there's real joy of creation. You just take a deep breath and create. I have no idea what I'm creating, how this is going to end up. Oh, shit, a universe with planets and stars and humans. Oh, man, that was fun. That's the real joy of creation. And just letting it be. People that talk about creations, having to have it look or be a certain way. That's the antithesis of creating. That's just taking old energy elements and rearranging them and thinking you created something. It's not. True creation. Just like that. I don't know what's going to happen with that. That passion I just released. But it'll happen. It'll be. And then I'm going to go take a nice swim in it. And see how it came to be. So, back to the point. Time to go beyond fearing the human. Human is, well, it's kind of a cartoon character. In a way, kind of funny, odd, limited, quirky. You know, just take the perspective of the Master for a moment. Just kind of watching in on the human. The Master never judging, never being condescending, but saying, this is really kind of quirky. Humans do the strangest things. The Master doesn't fear the human. Master's waiting for the human to get over her or his fears of themselves. Where we're going to, the fears of the human simply won't do. Let's take a deep breath for a moment and Let's take everything we've talked about today, bring it all together. We've gone from God, creation, talked about Crimson Council having a big breakup. Whew. And then where we go next. I ask you before we finish this just to take a moment to feel the beauty of true creation from the standpoint that you were never created. Take a good deep breath into true creation. It's not mental. There's no force or power behind it. It just came from you. It just came from you. No burden to it. There's no weight. There's not even a responsibility. That's the beauty of true creation. So, it's time to get over fearing the human. Fearing what the human will do. Fearing the body, fearing the thoughts, fearing the future, fearing other humans. It's time to just drop that. Let's take a good deep breath on this first child of the year of 2018. Let's take a good deep breath for all that has already come, and now we're just going back and finding what it was like to have created it. Good deep breath, dear Shambra, as we end this gathering. Some of you are thinking too much already. Just take a deep breath and allow, and remember that all is swell in all of creation. Thank you, dear Shambra. Thank you for today.